A discovery of large blooms of plankton under sea ice off the coast of Alaska is forcing scientists to rethink their theories about the food web of the Arctic Ocean. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Last year, the icebreaker Healy went into the Chukchi Sea on a National Aeronautics and Space Administration mission known as IceScape. It found plankton under the ice in abundance. There's a connection between the space program and the ocean because plankton blooms, the base of the ocean's food chain, can be tracked from space by reading color differences in the water.
But you can't see through ice with a satellite, and so we've missed all this in the past. And typically ships don't go in, and it just doesn't get measured.
That's Kevin Arrigo, the Stanford University biological oceanographer who made the discovery with the icebreaker. Scientists have long known that plankton had some sort of ecosystem under the ice, but not on this scale. Ken Dunton at the University of Texas has tried to measure the life under the ice by actually diving under it in the winter.
It's actually a very, very important period, but yet it's a period of time that we just have not been able to spend a lot of work looking at.
It's not hard to imagine the expense that would be involved with this type of research, so the biologists try to make the most of any icebreaker time the physical oceanographers and subsea mappers let them have. That's why Kevin Arrigo left the fluorometer, the plankton-sensing device, on when they sent the Healy into the ice of the Chukchi Sea.
When we headed into the ice, we assumed that the numbers that this instrument was going to give us was they were going to start going down, just because whenever you go into the ice, they always go down. Well, they just kept climbing and climbing and climbing.
The Healy went more than 20 miles into the ice, and the measurements did not stop climbing.
When we got about halfway in, it was about 3 feet thick, and by the time we got all the way in, it was 4 feet thick. And that was the area where the concentrations were higher than anywhere else that we'd seen in the entire region. They were high all the way down to over 200 feet. And so it was just top to bottom. It was just green pea soup. It was the greenest waters I've ever seen, and it was completely unexpected.
So how can a phytoplankton, a plant that needs light to live, be thriving in the darkness under the ice?
As a phytoplankton person myself, I'm thinking this is impossible. How can these things be growing under so thick a sea ice? And so fortunately we got out on the ice and made a bunch of measurements and sort of at least solved that mystery. And that is because there's been all these melt ponds on the surface. And so it turned out it wasn't nearly as dark under the ice as we had expected it would be because there were all these melt ponds.
Lying on top of the ice, the melt ponds make it transparent and the light comes through to the plankton. Lots and lots of plankton.
It turns out the amount of production, the amount of food being produced by these phytoplankton under the ice was 10 times higher than in the open water after that ice had retreated from that area.
This large food source in the Arctic could be a recent development brought on by climate warming. All the ice in that area now melts off every year and then refreezes, and it's much more likely to have melt ponds than ice from multiple years. Arrigo says satellites usually can't see the melt ponds because they don't have high enough resolution. So they are going to have to come up with other ways to find out whether it's just the Chukchi or other areas as well that have this extensive production. Biologists also don't know whether all this new food will lead to rich Arctic fisheries. Arrigo says much of the plankton probably ends up on the ocean floor, so bottom-feeding species could be favored. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.